Hey, it's Ferg on Max 102, and joining me on the line right now is Melissa Etheridge, getting ready to come to the Bloomsburg Fair Thursday, September 27th. Tickets are on sale now at bloomsburgfair.com. Melissa, thanks so much for making time for me today.
Hey, my pleasure.
Absolutely. So, Melissa, let's talk here for a second, because your self-titled debut album came out 30 years ago. You're celebrating your Yes, I Am album out on tour in a couple days. That's 25 years old. Are there moments where you think, holy bleep, I've been doing this for how long, or does that really not come up for you?
Oh, no. Anytime anybody says, you know, hey, 30 years, 25 years, it's like, well, that's crazy. That's not true. And then I look and think, wow, I've had a really full, crazy, amazing life, and I'm grateful for it. And the music is still alive, you know. I'm still playing these songs like I wrote them yesterday. I feel great about it.
Well, and that was a question I was going to ask you too, because, you know, you're going to be playing a lot of songs from that Yes, I Am album out on tour, and I'm sure some of those, obviously, you've been playing in concert for a while, but what's it been like to maybe hear and kind of play some of those other songs that maybe you haven't picked up in a little bit?
Oh, what's great is I do the whole album in its entirety in the You're kind of in the middle of the show. It's you know, I'll start and do a bunch of other songs, you know, little I Want to Come Over, a little Crumpling Heart, No Souvenirs, all that stuff. But when I get down to the album, just song after song, I the more I play it, I'm like, this is a good album. And then I get to songs like Talking to My Angel, which is deeply personal for me. And pulling that one back out, I tended to just kind of tuck it away because it was such a soft emotional song, but pulling that one out has really shown me that a lot of people actually relate to that song too. A lot of people are grateful for hearing that.
So obviously that album kind of became a big success for you, kind of propelled your career even further at that time. Do those emotions that you were feeling when that album came out, do those kind of come back to you as well?
No, thank goodness. the emotional situations that I was in when I was writing those songs, I'm grateful for those. I'm grateful that they've, you know, worked out and are gone and in the past, and I have learned my lessons. And I can now sing these songs at the top of my lungs and open my heart and sing them, and they don't cost me. You know, I'm not in the middle of a divorce or a tumultuous something. It's okay. So I love just celebrating the songs themselves now.
We're talking with Melissa Etheridge here on Max 102. And Melissa, obviously you've seen a lot, both personally and professionally over your career. What's kind of that one thing you wish you could kind of tell your younger self to just be prepared for, to kind of be ready for?
Ooh, I would I'd tell myself to love myself a little bit more, to not look for acceptance or love or for someone else to fill me up, you know, something outside. I would say, hey, you're going to find it yourself. And when you do, it's going to be solid and it's going to be what you've always been looking for. And I'd also tell myself to do more sit-ups. Oh, Lord, I wish I'd done more sit-ups.
I have a feeling that's a common thread for a lot of people, is they wish they did some more sit-ups when they were younger.
Yeah.
You know, you brought up something interesting in an interview I was reading with an Arizona paper about kind of the birth of grunge and how that kind of made you change your sound, you know, talking about Yes, I Am again, and kind of go back to your roots. Was there one particular band that you heard that you were like, oh, man, this changes everything?
Oh, well, when you heard Nirvana, it was like pull the car over and go, holy. Well, actually, it was, of course, we were watching MTV when we first heard Nirvana. And, you know, I watched that and went, holy crap, something is changing. This is, because I'd seen us go through the 70s, and that was the music that I loved, and that was the music that I came from. And then I get into the 80s, and I'm trying to break into the business, and there's all this spandex and hair, and I don't know what's going on. And so I kind of just made my own music and kind of stayed in the, you know, outside of the box. And then, God, you hear Teen Spirit, which is just, you know, lyric angst and electric guitar. And I just went, thank God that people are wanting to hear, wanting to be moved and, you know, smash their heads up and down. You know, they just, it, it, it was a real beacon of light for me. Yeah, I was very happy about that.
And then, you know, obviously we're still talking about Yes, I Am. And like, did you think at the time that that was going to resonate as much as it eventually turned into?
Oh, you know, you never know. You hope that people take it. No, it certainly went a lot farther than I ever had imagined.
Right.
It really, I was the one who didn't even, I was like, I don't know if I want to put Come to My Window on the album. I didn't think anybody would relate to it. And so what do I know? Yeah.
We're talking with Melissa Etheridge here on Max 102. Now, Melissa, you got a couple of Grammys. You got an Oscar. We're talking about EGOTs again because John Legend just got his Emmy. He's got a Tony. What TV shows or plays do we need to get you into to make this thing happen here?
Oh, man. You know, it's so funny. My wife is a television writer, producer. She created Nurse Jackie. She's been on this, 70s show. She's just amazing. We're always talking about TV shows. And I'm like, honey, come on. I need my EGOT. And, you know, and we're always talking about theater, too. I enjoy that. But, man, give me a doppelganger in a couple months and I'll do it. But it's like I'm so where I am right now. And I know that those wonderful things that I would love to do are going to be there. And I've got a long life and I'll be able to do it. I might have missed out on a Heisman Trophy. I think that one, I'm going to have to give up that dream.
Yeah. That one might be a little tougher for you to grab a Heisman at this point. Melissa, what can your fans expect on this upcoming tour and your show coming up at the Bloomsburg Fair?
You know what they can expect? To hear the songs they know and love, they can expect to celebrate, they can expect to leave better than when they came, feeling better, they can expect to share a great musical moment, just come out and let's shake our bodies and scream and holler and have a good time.
Now, what's next for you? I a lot of artists they're not sure if they want to keep putting out albums. Is it just going to be song by song? What's kind of next? What's kind of on the horizon for you kind of after this tour?
Oh, I have a new album coming out. I've been making it all year. I just always do right. I really feel, mm-hmm. I mean, I understand the importance of in my live shows of really hitting the songs that people know and love.
Right.
And yet I do know that there are fans of mine who enjoy this journey and have followed all my albums. And this new one is no exception. It's personal songs inspired about, our times, ourselves, our desires, our pains. And, it's an Etheridge album. And, that'll be coming out in January.
All right, we look forward to that. And, another question I had just kind of about how the music business, especially in the last, I want to say 15 or so years, has changed rapidly with the technology available, people being able to download, music pretty much at their will. How have you kind of seen that grow through your career?
I came into this music business when there were a few powerful men that were in charge of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I staked my claim and did the work and did the best I could in that and, did okay, did pretty well. And then I saw that change. I saw where the power changed and it was put in the hands of the consumer. And I saw everyone kind of freak out because, no longer is there someone else telling you, oh, this is what you need to listen to. And this is it. But people could now choose what they wanted to listen to and how they wanted to listen to it. And I always believe that if you write songs for people that they can relate to, that they'll make you a part of their life. And,
right.
and so I think that nowadays, the way people can access music, it gives power to the truly talented, the ones that have something to really give, the public. And so I like how I can reach my audience directly. I like how it is now.
Well, that's awesome. Melissa Etheridge performing at the Bloomsburg Fair Grandstand Thursday, September 27th. Tickets are on sale now. BloomsburgFair.com. Melissa, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. See you there.